Development plan was finalised last September, and then we got a draft ministerial order on the 8th of November last year, and we are waiting for the final ministerial order. And in the meantime, we're getting another Section 28 guidelines in July saying we need more zone, more land, and yet they haven't actually given us the stamp to zone the land that has already been increased from the previous development plan, which was 10 years old. So, you know, we're operating off a really old plan at the moment, which has left zone land. And this has stalled the planners, the developers, and really at the end of the day, people waiting for houses. So we, the county council's hands have been tied over the last 11 months waiting for this ministerial plan in order to increase the amount of houses that we can provide here in Sligo.
Hugely frustrating news for many families that find themselves at risk of becoming homeless. Has any indication been given from the respective department here in relation to why this is taking so long? Are there any obstacles that they have encountered?
In terms of what's happening right now, the council are in the pipeline. There is 472 houses. So that is happening, but we need more. And we need to go with the government guidelines, which is to increase the amount of zoned land, which the councillors did in the last development plan, and which there's intention to do even more. So it's about keeping the wheel rolling and increasing the amount of zoned lands to ensure that they get developed. Because there's many lands that we have that, while they may be ready for zoning, they are owned by farmers, they're agricultural land, and we need developers to actually build on the lands that are available for development. So we need to zone more land. And that is the intention of the new development plan, and indeed to work on the new Section 28 guidelines. But we can't do that until we get a ministerial order. However, the council have had a planning meeting, and we are looking at how we can actually do this without the ministerial directive, which is not the way it should be done. And no, we have not received anything back from the department yet, except it's in progress. Is not good enough when the government policy is to increase the amount of zoned lands. Let us get on with doing that. And we need that ministerial directive that will give us clarity to be able to do that.